Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Vacation season is here. So, whether you're headed to Ocean City or to Hilton Head, Honda North has the cars to get you there safely and comfort. Like the Honda Pilot, with a 5-star overall safety rating and named the best 3-row SUV for families by U.S. News & World Report. Drive one today during the Honda Summerbration sales event. Going on now at Honda North. WLER-FM, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to another edition of our local music show here on The Rock Station, 97.7, that we call The Grassroots Show. And we're presented in part tonight by the Meat Locker Recording Studio. This particular segment, thanks to Jim Harpell and his staff for the great support they give to local music and local musicians and our very show here on 97.7 FM and streaming as well, 977rocks.com, where you can also find previous editions of our show for future playback or anytime you need a local music fix. I'm Bob Cupp from The Rock Station 97.7, joined by Mr. Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. How are we doing tonight, Utah?
We are doing wonderful. We are coming off a very busy month, so now we're back to the business of the Grassroots Show.
Yeah, in depth. We're sinking in deep here, and we're going to have a special guest tonight, the group Kalber, who a group of young musicians out of, I think, the Greensburg area. We're going to find out about them because they are doing all kinds of great things. Winning band jams of their own, battles of the bands, and making a lot of noise right now in a very short time period, I think.
Yeah, they are. They're getting picked up by television networks and getting their music out there. So
yeah,
we're going to have them here on the show.
Yeah, we'll have two of the three members of the trio, I believe, going to visit us via phone. So we'll do that. And then next week's show, just to help us get caught up on all the great local music that's going on, we're going to do a full show with no guest outside of Bob in Utah. We'll just play you some music and get caught up there because, boy, we need to do that.
Yeah, the music's been piling up. So.
Yeah, it's been a good month. It was a very fast month of July because of all the things going on between, of course, Shady Lady Productions producing the 4th of July local music spectacular prior to the fireworks. That was fun. And then right after that, it was the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival that just was a tremendous success. And a thank you to everyone who helped support the cause this year.
I echo that. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, very, very impressive stuff. So we're going to get to some music, and we want to also congratulate some other folks that had success over this very past weekend. It was a busy weekend for local music, and John Vento and Moondog and everybody who put together the Blues and Roots Festival, that happened at the Siri Mosque down in Cheswick, and from what I saw posted, I didn't get to get there. But I understand it was pretty well attended, and certainly the music, certainly the videos that I saw were pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. You know, if John's got a hand in it, it's going to be impressive, and it's going to be a good show. And, of course, you know, he brought the Lamat Productions out there with him also. And I was out of town, too, so I was not able to make it, although I got into town just in time to catch the tail end of another event.
Yeah, and that was the celebration of life in memory of the late Danny Macko, who passed away recently, and a longtime lead singer of a number of groups. And congratulations to all the people that put that together, including Sandra Scott, who seemed to be the helm of that, but a number of former bandmates of Danny. And at Peter B's. And Peter B's is usually closed on Sunday, and they agreed to open up to give them an opportunity to hold this event. And it featured some great music. And a number of Danny's former bandmates were all on hand. And I was blown away by the attendance.
Oh, yeah, it was standing room only, and cars parked across the street and in the fields and everywhere. And it just shows the impact that Danny obviously had on many people's lives. Musical family coming together like that. It's pretty cool. A couple goosebump moments for me during the whole thing.
Yeah, boy.
And I was just there for about an hour or so.
Yeah, it was pretty cool because they had a couple of Danny's former bands play, and they had guest singers come up and do each individual song. And the talent that was on that stage on Sunday was just remarkable. So it was a nice day. It was a great way to honor Danny, and proof in the pudding right there that his spirit and what he has done in this music scene will never ever be forgotten, or will it never go away. So let's get to some music here. We've got some great tunes and some new tunes we're going to spin for you tonight ahead of our interview with the group Kalber.
All right. Well, I say we get some Walker and the Rebellion on to kick the show off with his Big Cold River.
All right. We'll follow that up with another new tune that we were hit up with, contacted via our email, and want to thank Justin Wade of the Justin Wade Band getting in touch with us and giving us some information. And I think we're going to have to get Justin on. Sounds like he's making some noise from over in a neighboring county, and he's trying to get his work out. And it's pretty impressive stuff. I think you're going to enjoy this. The Justin Wade Band and their song, Your Name. It's all here tonight on The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
I wanna know your name, and I
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff? All out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks, Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7, in this segment presented by the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, 323 2nd Street in Freeport, where you can always stop by Monday through Saturday. They're open at 11 a.m., and great food and the Man Can Special can be yours just by dropping in.
You can catch the Red Hot Pirates down there. Enjoy some of the Man Cans.
There you go. Yeah, support the cause. You know, Jay Klein keeps telling me not to pay attention. Well, guess what? I was out of town over the weekend, didn't pay attention. They lost two of three games. I'm paying attention, okay? Hey, we're excited to have you back with us, and we're excited to have two of three members of a talk about something's on fire, the Red Hot Caliber Band have been making a lot of noise, rocking the palace and a whole lot more, and we're excited to have them on board here tonight. And I am learning that I mispronounced it when we did our intro, but have to say it is the band Caliber, not Caliber. It looks like Caliber the way it's spelled, but it's Caliber, and we want to welcome Tabor McLeod is with us. And Tabor, you're the bass player of the band, right?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, welcome to the show, along with the drummer, Matt Reese. So we've got the backbone and the backbeat of Caliber. Matt, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Hey, let's get a little background on the band itself, and I'm curious to start out, guys, where the name came from.
This band has always been like it's been a project that Noah's had for a long time, for a couple years now before he did anything with it. There was this camp he always went to, and this trail on this camper, his cabin was on, it was on Caliber. That was the name of it. And so he wrote it down one day, and he's like, man, this looks really cool on paper. so he just kind of stuck with it, and that's what he's always, like, had his band be since he started playing music with other people. And I also found out that in German, since I take German in school, and it's one of my big passions, I looked at the word and I was like, this actually means calves, like baby cows in German.
Hmm. Interesting. So it was a road that was in a camping area, I guess. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So maybe they must have been raising, I don't know, maybe they were raising cows in that area, and that's how it trickled down to the name. That's pretty cool. Now, you're talking about Noah Myers, who is your guitarist and your lead vocalist, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So this is kind of Noah's baby, and you guys, how long ago did you guys join in? How long has the band actually been around?
Well, we played our first show almost 2 years ago, the fall of 2015. Like I said, Noah's had people coming in and leaving before anything really took off.
But now it's settled into the trio of you guys, and my goodness, it's really, really taken off for you guys. I understand that you recently competed in several battles of the band, and I guess it started with, am I right in saying Rock the Palace in Greensburg that you guys took first place in?
Yeah, we did take first place in that, and that's that was interesting because we weren't even supposed to be in that battle. We were just supposed to play like intermission, and then some band broke up, and I guess by fate we got put in, and we took the competition there.
The intermission band wins it. There you go.
I love it. That is a great, great story right there. So you guys were just going to be playing, and all of a sudden, there you are. Man, it sounds like Michael Schenker joining UFO, you know what I mean? But pretty cool story. So then that kind of triggered a domino effect. You guys have been in a couple of different battles of the band since then, and have, what, three wins to tote here in 2017?
Yep, three wins, yeah.
Tell us the other locations. What were the other battles that you were in?
We played at the Moon Township Battle of the Bands, and that was actually the one that, when we won that one, we got some, like, radio play off of that. Like, so that was a pretty big win.
You guys should consider entering the Penrock Scholarship that Super Monkey's putting on.
Yeah, have you heard about that one?
I have not heard of that.
All right. Well, we'll send you some information, because that'll be a good one for you guys to maybe get in on. That's done here and later in August, and pretty impressive prize package that he puts together every year. He's been doing it, what, is this 4 or 5 years now?
Yeah,
it's been a pretty cool run, and so we'll have to give you some information on that, because I think you guys might be right up your alley. So
that sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are still, am I right in saying, all still high school students? Is that right?
Yeah, Noah and I will be seniors this year, and Matt will be a junior.
Okay. Where do you guys go to school? Do you go to the same school?
We go to Hempfield.
Down at Hempfield. Cool. So you're all from the Greensburg area. Although I see, according to some information, Tabor, you actually came from Santa Cruz, California. How did you end up in Western Pennsylvania?
Just to be close to my mom's side of the family, and just family in general. It was like, everyone was having to fly out to us in California. It just made a little bit more sense for...
come here.
come here. That's which has worked out great for me, I guess.
Yeah. Well, especially leading into the band. If you could describe your band style, could you tell our listeners what to expect when they hear Caliber? Obviously, we're going to be playing several of your songs here tonight, but can you fit yourself into a genre, or is there such a thing for Caliber?
Well, it's kind of like a poppy alternative with, like, shreddy metal guitar solos.
Okay.
Which is, like, that's, I don't know if there's, like, I don't want to limit us to a specific genre, but we pull influences from so many people, because we all listen to such a diverse group of people. So Noah, Sean Lane, and Buckethead are two of his people he's really liking. Red Hot Chili Peppers, we all really pull influences from. Matt, I like Zeppelin. I like John Bonham a lot. And then even just, like, we listen to, like, Adele and, like, Coldplay. And then we also listen to, like, Megadeth and, like, Testament and pretty much everything. So try to combine all that into one sound.
That's a pretty diverse sound. I'm impressed by that, because anything from old school hard rock to some metal to, I mean, Adele, who is a fantastic musician in her own right. So that's pretty cool stuff. Well, we'll continue our visit here. Let's get to some music, and we're going to play something German, which I guess is appropriate. Give us a little background on this song, the song Something German.
This was the first song we originally, like, our first original song. It's probably one of Noah's oldest riffs, and so the name Something German came from when we played our very first show at the Keynote Cafe. We didn't have a name for it yet, so I got up on the mic and I was like, yeah, we don't have a name for this song yet. And this was actually before Matt was in the band, but we're like, yeah, we don't have a name for this song yet. And so my mom was like, name it Something German, and she wanted me to name it like a German word, like kind of like our band's name is. And I went, okay, this is Something German.
And there it is. It's stuck and has struck.
Yeah, I stuck with that, but that's where that name came from. And a lot of people were like, oh, are you singing the song in German? We're like, no, it's just kind of a name for the song. We feel like it kind of fits with it now.
We're visiting with the group Caliber, and let's play their song Something German right now and give you a little taste of Caliber tonight on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming as well at 977rocks.com.
Thank you.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7. This segment being brought to you in part by Bros' Superette, where you'll find Butler's best hot sausage, a full line of smoked beef sticks, anything from hot to cheese, great stuff, and various cuts of steaks, deli meats, and cheeses. In fact, I encourage you to hop on your Facebook page, give a like to Bros' Superette. That way you're always following what they're doing, or send them a drop. When you're in there, you can buy something. You can leave their email address, and they'll email you the weekly specials. They always got some great stuff going on with wings and chicken and a whole lot more at the top of South Main Street Hill and Rockenstein Avenue. They say it's high on the hill and right on the price. Bros' Superette. Just heard a song called Oasis heading into the break. That is from the group Calber. We are joined by Tabor McLeod and Matt Reese. They are the bassist and drummer of this trio. Noah Myers, the guitarist and singer, is out of town when we recorded this here today. But some great-sounding stuff, guys. Congratulations on the fine work. And give us a little background of the song Oasis.
Well, Oasis, and Noah's kind of a musical genius, so if you ever get us in the studio, he will go way more in the depth of his songwriting process. But for me, at least, for that bass part, I believe when I wrote that, that's what we kind of based the song off of, the beginning bass part that I came up with. I showed it to Noah, and we built upon that. When I wrote this, I believe I was sitting on Omegle playing guitar for people, which is like a chat website. You just chat with random people, just show up, and I was playing guitar for people, and I was playing Back in Black by AC/DC, and I was playing, like, I was just looking, I was like, open E, open D, open A on the guitar, and I was like, wow, this is why can't I write a song that's a hit that just has, like, some basic chords like that? So I started playing around with the E, D, and A, and I was just doing a couple notes down, and I came up with that bass line and showed it to my friend, and was like, and he was like, that's actually a really cool bass line. So I showed it to Noah, and Noah was like, man, this bass line was like a good thing to start a song off with. I think it builds pretty well into it. And then Noah started playing some chords on top of that. Matthew just started he put this really cool drum beat like over the top of that. I don't know if you want to talk about the drum beat at all.
Honestly, it's just like a typical pop beat, you know.
That's more of the poppy sound to it.
Mm-hmm.
That one definitely is. It's poppy, and it's one of whenever we ask people what their favorite song is, a lot of them say Oasis.
That's cool. Well, it certainly, it sounds like you have an intriguing writing process that, you know, you say Noah might be the musical genius, but you guys all seem to have your own little thing that you're able to add to each one of your songs.
Yeah, and when Noah writes his melodies, he spends forever playing, like he plays like 7 hours a day sometimes, 7-8 hours a day. And yeah, he loops a verse or chorus and he randomly sings over it, or he improvs guitar until he finds something interesting melodically or rhythmically that he can work off of.
So obviously in a relatively short period of time, I mean, maybe this is one of the reasons why you're jumping out at people in battles of the bands and getting such respect. I mean, obviously you guys hone a lot of time into your craft, but you've found something that's very special between the three of you. I'm curious, Matt, let's start with you. How long have you been playing drums or whatever got you into music in general?
Well, I started percussion in fourth grade, just like snare drum and like, you know, simple percussion stuff. And then I want to say around sixth grade, I saw a video of the Beatles and Ringo Starr. I just remember watching Ringo Starr and thinking how cool it was to play the drum set. And then I have my mom play a drum set, and then I just loved it ever since.
So you have you taken, in addition to, say, some of the schooling drum-wise, have you taken any lessons or had anybody inspire you in that front?
On the set, I've only taken, like, 3 lessons just to get me going. And then I've been self-taught for the most part, just watching people like John Bonham and Keith Moon and stuff like that.
Awesome. That's awesome. Well, some pretty impressive influences right there, no doubt. Tabor, how about you? Were you always, I mean, you said you play some guitar, too. Is the bass in this particular group by necessity, or is it a passion?
So when I started music, it was fourth grade. I started playing alto sax in the school band, and all the way up to even now, I still play like the baritone sax and alto sax. I have 2 of them here that I play. When it comes to bass, though, I started playing guitar probably summer 2013, 2012 maybe, and I picked up some simple, like I was going with it, like I just got bored. My mom had an acoustic guitar around, so I was like, I'll try to learn this. So I learned, like, Come As You Are by Nirvana and, like, all these beginner songs and stuff. And then I heard, I was watching, like, videos, and I heard the bass line from Under Pressure by Queen. And I was like, man, that bass line's awesome. So I learned it on my guitar. And then I went to a pawn shop and played it on one of the basses at the pawn shop. And I was like, man, I really want to play bass. And so I didn't have a bass probably for a couple of months after that. So I went to the pawn shop a couple of times and played on that bass. And I would just learn bass lines on my guitar. And then for Christmas, I got like this, one of the basses from a pawn shop. It's like, wasn't a expensive, it was like a low-end bass, but it was like I still have it today, and it's like I put stickers all over it. That kind of got me into bass.
Vanilla Ice liked that bass line a lot too.
Yes, that's right. So, but that's pretty cool. I mean, to have evolved into bass, you know, a lot of times you do hear guys say, well, I did it out of necessity, but to have the passion for it, you know,
yeah,
that just adds to it. Pretty cool stuff. I guess you have had not only the Battle of the Bands, but some other excitement. And we were just talking about going to the Rainbow Inn to watch the Pirates. We should have been watching last Friday night. You guys have had a couple of songs picked up by the Pirates for their Friday Night Rocks series, huh?
Yeah, that was kind of that was pretty crazy to see. You know, we didn't know when it was going to be played. They asked us to use our songs and stuff, and we said, yeah, sure, go ahead, you know, maybe get some exposure. And then, you know, I think I was at work, and I got the text from, like, the group chat, and they were like, hey, they played it, and they like sent a video of it playing on TV, and that was like kind of surreal to me to just even be on TV, you know, with that song. And then I guess they played it the next day. No one suggested it to them. They just played it because they liked it, so that's even better.
Fantastic. So, and there's a possibility they actually picked up two of yours, so if they played something German, there's a chance that we might hear something else down the road, true?
Yeah. I believe Oasis was the other one that they picked up. So
awesome. You guys have had some unique opportunities, not only the Battle of the Bands, obviously the exposure on what is now what the AT&T Sportsnet Pittsburgh. I got to get used to saying that because we're used to seeing Root, but it's Root Sports, basically the old Root, where the Pirates are. But you guys played Deutschtown a couple of weeks ago, but also had an opportunity to open up a set for the Hawkeyes, huh?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. The Hawkeyes are a really cool band. They're a pretty good group of guys that we talked to.
Now, where can our listeners out there find a little more about Caliber and find your music? You guys have lots of stuff up on the social sites?
We're pretty active on Facebook. That's our main one. It's easiest to reach people on Facebook. On Instagram, we post whenever we have shows and any important information. And that's all at caliberband.com. We have all the links, everything on there.
I'm on your Facebook page now. Noah looks pretty serious.
And for our music, we mostly, you can find it on like Amazon Music or Google Music or anything, but Spotify is where we're getting the most streaming from, and so Spotify definitely.
Yeah, so we recommend, that's always important for everybody to go on and hit the guys up, because that just adds to the acceptance rate and promotion, and so anytime anybody can go on and do that, we certainly encourage you to do that. Of course, give it a listen here and help the guys out. Your first EP is out and can be purchased, and we'll have to keep an eye out to see where we can catch you guys soon. Any direct gigs coming up, say, in the next couple of weeks, month before school begins?
Yeah. This Saturday, well, I don't know when this will be airing, but the 29th, we're playing at the Keynote Cafe, which is like our home. That's where we played our first shows, and it's local to us. We're playing with the band, a local band called Vertigo. They have an EP release. The show starts at 6. August 8th, we're playing at Z&M Harley on Route 30 at 4 p.m. in Greensburg. That's a new little concert series they're doing on Tuesdays, which is pretty cool. The 26th of August, we're playing at Callahan's at 8 p.m. That's in Greensburg. And then our biggest show, which we're trying to like get as many people as we can to, is the Thursday night concert series at the Palace Theater in the outdoor area. The Thank God It's Summer series, 6 to 9. We're playing our set there. It's going to be a great show. You know, it's free to come to. Those are our upcoming shows so far.
What's the date on that particular one right there?
Oh, that is August 31st.
31st, so that's part of the Thursday night series. Yeah, love the Palace Theater. So that's very cool, and yeah, a lot of activity around the Greensburg area for you guys right now, and I certainly hope people will catch up with you, and also keep an eye on Friday nights, because you're going to be focused again on the Pirates broadcast. But great to hear from you guys. Hope we'll get you into the studio real soon. Noah Myers, the lead guitarist and vocalist, Tabor McLeod on bass, Matt Reese on drums, Tabor and Matt joining us here tonight. Guys, thanks for the visit, and congratulations on the success that you're finding around the area right now.
Thank you so much.
Hey, let's have you intro a couple of more songs. We're going to spin two more from Caliber. Let's do Take Me Back and Waiting for Nothing. Can you give us a couple of quick intros for that and a little background of the songs?
Waiting for Nothing is, the intro for that is kind of inspired by Super Mario. Mario, Nintendo 64, it has that, if you listen to like the underwater themes, it has some of the same feel to it. We love video games here. Noah and I, when we create a lot of our songs, a lot of our inspiration comes from like music from video games, because it is some of the best music like symphonically out there.
Cool.
And Take Me Back is Noah, when he wrote this song, he wrote it about a breaking point in a toxic relationship where you realize someone doesn't want your best interest. Maybe it was always obvious, but you blocked it out because of infatuation stuff. So, but the lyrics are vague, but that's the kind of feel he tried to get from it. And he didn't think it needed like any hyperbole or anything flashy. He just wanted to try to be straightforward and raw with it.
Very impressive stuff. Let's give it a listen. It's Calber tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
come up and shake my hand, tear away my diamonds in the sand. Waiting for a star so I can waste another wish, an eclipse of imagination mist.
Now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Be sure to join us for the August edition of the Rock Done Right Tour. It's Friday, August 11th at the Beacon Hotel in Renfrew. Rocking it done right from 7 to 9 o'clock with Ray Lanick. Come on out and join your friends. And on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar on August the 2nd, that's a Wednesday night, of course, it's a Thunder at the Barn Bike Night. Presented by Shady Lady Productions at Peter B's, the Rockin' Red Barn with $2 tacos, Gatto Harley Davidson giveaways, Coors Light, Twisted Tea, and live acoustic music on the patio.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
The Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented in part by Rock Ann Haven, Cummings Coffee West, and this segment presented by P&W Construction. Thanks to the guys from Calber, some young men who really kind of just have a great thing going on right now. And, you know, just even though they're a little bit younger, there's a definite maturity within that band, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, there absolutely is. And you can hear it in the music, too. So that's proof right there.
Yes, indeed. So check them out. They're called Calber, and it's spelled K-A-E-L-B-E-R, just so you know, if you're looking online or if you want to hook them up. You know, first thing we always do is give them a like on Facebook, and that'll branch you out to everything else you need to know. But they've got a very cool new EP, and some young men out of the Greensburg area who are taking Western Pennsylvania by storm right now. And we'll be definitely keeping an eye out for Matt Tabor and Noah.
Yeah, they have a full show schedule coming up, so yeah, you should have no problem catching them.
Or maybe even on a pirate broadcast. So, and we love that. Hey, don't forget, you can get us information, and love the fact that some people have been hitting us up again. You took our words of advice. We're trying to get back into the groove here after a very busy June and July. But feel free to get in touch with us. Pat us, you know, with your information at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. That's the easy way to email it over. Even if it's just a little bit, if you've sent something over and say, hey, you know, give this band a spin, please do that. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7. We always keep you up to date on what's happening in the local music scene, also especially with this show, all the guests that are on, and you can find out what's going on every Sunday night.
Yes, and feel free to keep calling into The Rock Station and requesting local music, because we're starting to already plan for the 2018 Grassy nominees. So
that's right, Grassy and Band Jam, it's in the works already, so excited about that. And of course, Rock Done Right tour will be continuing. Beacon Hotel, second week of August. It'll be a Friday night show, so an opportunity for you to come out and enjoy some fun of local music with us. And then right around the corner, it'll be Corberai Woodstock, Labor Day weekend, the Sunday of Labor Day weekend. So we've got a Friday night show in August and a Sunday in September, and then an October show coming up, which will be Zilly on Tap. And what a fun time that'll be. That'll be a Saturday, the 14th of October. And then we're putting together another veterans get-together. And a salute there. Of course, you got the moving with the Vietnam Wall coming in August for anybody out there that would like to check that out.
Yeah, it's just a few weeks away.
It really is. So it's going to all be coming real quick. So keep up to date with us and keep it on the radio, local music. I think you're hearing the great things that are happening here in Western Pennsylvania.
Well, and on that Corberai Woodstock date, September 3rd, you want to move on that fast, because that will sell out, and they can only take so many people in on that event. So you don't get your tickets ahead of time and it sells out, and you're probably not going to get in if you just show up. So I really recommend you hop on over there, check that out, and buy your tickets now.
Fun day of events.
It's
worth it.
Kicks
off in the morning and runs to about 10 o'clock at night. In the Gibsonia area. And, yeah, they only sell 350 tickets, so get on it right now, CorberaiWoodstock.com. We've got a couple of more songs before we go, and we're going to kind of ramp it up here a little bit. And it was great to see Steve and Jen and Matt and other folks connected to a couple of different bands, but one of them, Common Crown, at the Danny Macko Celebration of Life.
Yeah, so I say we spin a little Common Crown and their song 17 Lies. And if you haven't seen this video, it's a pretty good video. They did a great job on it, so I recommend you check that out. YouTube that, Common Crown 17 Lies.
Yeah, definitely great tune. And also, just because somebody hit me up as well, one of the band members of 13 Saints was at the celebration and said thank you for playing their music. And guess what? We're going to play more music. A little song called Evel Knievel from the band 13 Saints here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Etwas Deutsches.
broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Vacation season is here. Whether you're headed to the Outer Banks or the Jersey Shore, Honda North has the cars to get you there safely and comfort. Like the new for 2017 CR-V, the most durable, longest-lasting vehicle in its class. Lease yours today from just $249 a month during the Honda Summerbration sales event. Going on now at Honda North. WLER-FM, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7. On the first day, God did a lot of work. Actually, that whole first week was pretty busy. Billions of years later, he wanted something better on his radio. So he created us, the Rock Station 97.7. Rock Station 97.7.